Saudi Arabia keeps pounding Yemen on an almost hourly basis despite the deteriorating humanitarian situation in the Arab nation. At least one Yemeni soldier was killed and five others were injured in a series of airstrikes targeting a military base in Safra region in Saada province. Earlier, Saudi warplanes hit residential areas in Malahid region in the north of the province. Fighter jets also bombarded a square and a military base in the capital, Sana'a. There were no reports of casualties. Meanwhile, Riyadh keeps blocking relief operations in the war-ravaged country. Some 3,000 people, many of them women and children, have lost their lives since Saudi Arabia began its offensive last month. Our correspondent Yusuf Maudi joins us now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, to bring us up to speed on the recent developments in the impoverished Arab nation. Yusuf.
Well, it's mostly been targeting of civilian airports, targeting of Yemen's public installations, targeting of gas stations, dairy factories, cement factories. And this is something which has been recurrent ever since March 26, when Saudi Arabia launched this aggression. This to the Yemeni people is a clear aggression against the Yemeni people. The bulk of the people, I don't think they believe that Saudi Arabia is just ultimately trying to dismantle the Houthi movement. They believe they are trying to dismantle the entire country, whereby the local infrastructure is destroyed in this operation, whereby the Yemeni people are forced into poverty and whereby Saudi Arabia keeps preventing relief operations. And this is something to pressure the Yemeni people into folding in or caving into to the domination of Saudi Arabia over Yemen's political affairs. You know, when the revolution launched in September 21st of 2014, that revolution was in defiance to the Saudi intervention, the decades of Saudi intervention. The Yemeni people, led by the Ansar Allah movement, they said, we no longer want our country's affairs to be in the hands of Saudi Arabia. And that revolution, it somewhat proved to be a defining point for the Yemeni people against Saudi Arabia. And they believe that this current campaign, which is being launched by Saudi Arabia, is a result of the revolution which succeeded in toppling the puppet regime of Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi and Mohammed Salem Bassindwa, a regime which was viewed as a Saudi and U.S. allied government, which did not cater to the demands of the Yemeni people. Let's not forget that the U.N. Council, they held an emergency meeting yesterday whereby Russia called on the U.N. members to bring an immediate end to the continuous air assault by Saudi Arabia. However, the UN Council members, they did not take that meeting seriously, and it was a sort of, it was somewhat sort of a signal to Saudi Arabia to tell them to continue its air assaults, to continue its aggression. And whenever a peaceful solution will come, hopefully by then, the Yemen's infrastructure and Saudi Arabia will continue to bomb the nation and stir it into a further humanitarian crisis. And this is something which the opinion of the people taking to the streets and condemning these airstrikes.
Thank you very much, Yusuf. Press TV's Yusuf Maudi joining us from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.